So VPN, can it protect us from viruses?
I was home on the weekend for one day, and I had Foxtel on, and nearly every second ad was for a VPN on there about how good it is and, you know, how it can protect you from all the nasties. Can it protect you from viruses? In a word, no, it can't. The makers of the VPN will tell you that your privacy will be safer than not using one. That's because nobody can see what you're doing. But if you click on a suspicious email attachment, if you download sketchy files, a VPN will do nothing to protect you as well. So it's your responsibility, as we always say on this program, to make sure that when you visit a website, you know, is it trustworthy, and you should practice safety measures by checking things that you download. And VPNs on smartphones are probably to be avoided on there as well. I talked to some telcos the other day. There's one telco, over 40 people came in, their mail had stopped working, they couldn't browse anymore, pulled the VPN off, everything went back to normal on there as well. So get some advice before you put a VPN, because most people just don't need it, Darren.
Right. Now, you've mentioned quite a few times before that, you know, most operating systems now have inbuilt detection services, so you don't really need to add something on.
No, I'm still of the opinion you don't, because you are the best person out there to go along and say, am I doing something that's wrong on there as well? And I think on Windows, Defender does a great job. If you've got kids in the house, you know, you might want to get some, like a Trend or a Norton, but that's only probably to make you feel better because you paid for something.
Yeah.
But because in 90% of cases, again, you should be educating your kids to make sure they don't do dodgy things on the internet.
Indeed. All right, so we can copy iCloud photos to Google Photos.
We can. Apple's introduced a new service to make it quick and easy for Apple users to copy all their iCloud photos over to Google Photos. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You go to Apple's privacy website, you sign in, and you'll see transfer a copy of your data option. And it will say, you know, you sign in with your Apple account, your Google account, and in 3 to 7 days, they will actually move all of your photos over to Google Photos. They're still on iCloud, but it's a good way of backing everything up on there. You've got to have two-factor authentication turned on for your Apple ID, because they want to make sure it's actually you authorizing somebody to copy all your photos over. And you've got to make sure you've got enough storage on your Google account as well to take all the photos.
So is it reciprocal? You can do vice versa from Google to iCloud?
No, you can't.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so well done, Apple, for doing that. And one of the good things about it, if you've moved it all over to Google Photos, and you're struggling for room on your iPhone, then you can actually delete stuff.
Yeah, get rid of it. Yeah, fair enough. All right, and more info on Google Photos, actually?
Yeah, we have. So Google have offered for 5 years now unlimited free photo backups as well.
Yeah.
Now, Google, and this is up on the website, I urge people to read it before you all get up in arms about this. So from June the 1st this year, Google will start charging for storage once more than 15 gigabytes on an account has been used. Now, the 15 gigs starts from June the 1st. So at the moment, you're at zero.
Mm.
You can upload all the photos you want up to June the 1st, and then for June the 2nd, anything you upload will start to take account in that 15 gig cap on there as well.
Yeah.
So don't panic about this. Believe it or not, Darren, more than 4 trillion photos are stored in Google Photos, and every week 28 billion new photos and videos are uploaded. Phenomenal figures, isn't it?
Yeah, well, for instance, so you just look at your Android phone using Google, and if you take a photo and then, you know, you don't want to use it or send it, you just think, oh, it's not good enough, I'll take another one. It automatically saves anyway. So unless you delete it, it's still there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Google also saying that, you know, 80% of users won't hit that 15 gig cap for at least 3 years. And storage on Google is very, very cheap. $24.95, I think, for 100 gig on there. So you know what? For your photos, it's a really good idea, because we don't want to go back to those days where we had to burn DVDs and things of all the photos, because a lot of the time that never worked.
All right, all that and heaps more information on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au.
See you, Darren.
Okay.